Lots of high school sports last night in girls track and field. Abraham Lincoln was a winner in the Lewis Central Girls Invitational with 127 points. Denison had 114 and Thomas Jefferson 109. Trainer with 88 and Lewis Central with 74. Finish off the top five in that meet. Abe Lincoln was good in the short distance races. Merzetti's Heart was a winner in the 200 meters and a long jump went to Darby Thomas for the lengths. They also won the 4x1, 4x2, and 4x400-meter relays in that event last night. Griswold hosting the girls' Tiger relays last night. It was Sydney and Underwood capturing team championships. In the Class A division, Sydney with 177 points, the champ. Fremont Mills was second with 118. Griswold had 116 for third, followed by Essex and Nishnabotna. Among some of the individual champions last night, Lexi Larson won the 100 and 200 from Sydney. Also, Mackenzie Daffer of Sydney took the 400 and the 800 meters last evening. Devin Gray of Essex won the 1500 and the 3000, while Clara Schaff of Fremont Mills was a double winner in the 100 and 400 hurdles last evening. Griswold also had a couple of victories. They won the 1600-meter medley relay, while Mackenzie Rainey won the shot put as well for Griswold last night. In the Class AA division, Underwood, with 138 points, was just a little better than Southwest Valley, who had 134 for second. Kemper Catholic with 88 was third. Riverside, Red Oak, and AHSTW round out the field. Madeline Stevens won twice for Underwood, winning the 3,000 and the 1,500-meter events last night. Also, among some of the individual winners, J.C. Schumann of AHSTW took the 100-meter hurdles in action last night, while Riverside won the 4x800 and the 1600-meter medley relays last evening. Also in boys track and field at the Harlan boys meet, it was Lewis Central with 140 points winning that meet. Harlan with 93 was second. Atlantic placing third with 87.5. Thomas Jefferson and OABCIG round out the top five. There were 10 teams in all in that field last night. Among the winners, Brendan Holmes of Atlantic took the 400-meter hurdles. Atlantic also won a couple of relays, the 4x8 and the shuttle hurdle events last night. At the Bob Evans relays at Logan Magnolia, it was Loma winning with 132 points. Missouri Valley with 107 was second. Bowyer Valley and Woodbine were third and fourth in that meet last evening. Also in high school tennis action last night, it was boys play. Glenwood defeating Atlantic 6-3, Red Oak over Audubon 8-1, Southwest Valley edging Clarinda 5-4. In girls tennis, Glenwood over Atlantic 9-0, Shenandoah beat St. Albert 8-1, and Lewis Central over Harlan 6-3. In high school soccer last night, in boys action, it was AHSTW edging Riverside 2-1, Underwood shut down Creston 5-0, Thomas Jefferson over Tri-Center 7-1, Denison beat Sioux City West 2-0, Sioux City North over Abraham Lincoln 4-0. In girls soccer, it was AHSTW over Riverside 3-0, and Glenwood beat Denison 10-0. In high school boys golf yesterday at the Shenandoah Mustang Boys Golf Invitational, it was Atlantic with a three-stroke victory as Atlantic shot a 308 total. And that was just better than Shenandoah, who posted a 311. Glenwood at 317 was third. Maryville, Clarinda, Denison, and Red Oak round out the rest of the field. That was in the big school division. Small school division saw Nottoway Valley with a 344 win the title. Bedford was second in that portion of the meet. Ryan Ruzek of Shenandoah shot the low round of 70 overall. Jake Olson of Atlantic was runner-up medalist. He posted a 71 yesterday. Also for Atlantic, Matt Gearhart shot 77 for seventh place. Zach Stork was ninth with a 79. Ben Reno shot 81, good for 11th place. Also Sam Marnin of Nottoway Valley helped to lead his team in the small school division as he shot 81 to help lead his team to the title. Also in boys golf yesterday, Harlan beat Lewis Central 162-209. It was Winterset defeating Creston and Clark in a triangular. Also in girls golf yesterday, Atlantic defeated Glenwood 178-229. Alyssa Ginther of Atlantic was medalist, shooting a 41. Aaron Olson of Atlantic, runner-up, posting a 43 yesterday. Creston defeated Winterset and Clark in a triangular. Also, it was Harlan over Lewis Central, 208-230. Bowyer Valley won a four-team meet with a 213, beating Denison, who shot 230. IKM Manning, who posted a 243, and Charter Oak Ute, who shot 265. Also, Lennox downed East Union, 224-284 in girls golf yesterday. Lorenzo Cain hit a three-run homer in the first inning, and the Kansas City Royals held on for a 3-2 win over the Houston Astros last night. Alcides Escobar and Mike Moustakas hit consecutive singles to start the game before Cain connected on a full count 91-mile-an-hour fastball off Mike Fiers to make it 3-0. The Astros got within one in the bottom of the inning after an RBI double by Colby Rasmus, followed by a run-scoring single by Tyler White. Chris Medlin allowed 6 hits and 2 runs with 7 strikeouts in 5 innings in his 2016 debut. Wade Davis walked 2 with 1 out in the 9th before retiring Jose Altuve and George Springer to pick up his 3rd save. In other AL action yesterday, the Yankees beat the Blue Jays 3-2. Baltimore stays undefeated 9-5 over Boston. Tampa Bay beat Cleveland 5-1. The Angels tapping Oakland 5-4. Texas shut out Seattle 8-0. One interleague game saw Detroit beat Pittsburgh 8-2. In the National League, it was Arizona over the LA Dodgers 4-2. Washington beat Atlanta 2-1. Philadelphia over San Diego 3-0. Miami beat the New York Mets 2-1. San Francisco topping Colorado 7-2. In Pacific Coast League baseball yesterday, it was New Orleans topping the Iowa Cubs 4-2, while Round Rock beat Omaha 6-4. The Big Ten will hold its baseball tournament at TD Ameritrade Park in Omaha in 6 of the next 7 years. The conference yesterday announced an extension for the home of the College World Series to serve as the host. The tournament will be played in Omaha next month and return to the downtown stadium in 2018 and each year after through 2022. The tournament set attendance records in its only previous run in Omaha in 2014. The crowd of 19,965 for the championship game was the largest single-game conference tournament attendance in NCAA history. The 5-day total of 62,020 was by far the largest ever for a Big Ten tournament. The site of the 2017 tournament will be announced later. Reserve seat tickets for the College World Series at TD Ameritrade Park in Omaha in June will go on sale this Saturday. The NCAA announced yesterday that tickets can be bought online at ncaa.com/CWS tickets or by calling their toll-free number. Tickets for fans requiring Americans with Disabilities Act accessible seating will also be available using those same options. Demand is expected to be high for the Saturday and Sunday games, the first weekend of the CWS, and games 1 and 2 of the best of 3 finals. Fans can buy up to 6 tickets for each game. Only games certain to be played will be sold through the advance sale. Tickets for the if-necessary games will be sold on their game days at the stadium box office. Those reserved seat tickets range from $32 to $39. Iowa State football coach Matt Campbell wants to end spring practice with a competitive game on Saturday. Campbell says he plans to divide the team into equal squads.
Ultimately, what I'd like to do is my gut feeling on it is I'd like to draft out the teams, which is what we have done at Toledo, gives the seniors some ownership in it, have a little bit of fun with it, but again, to create a competitive environment.
The first half will feature 2 15-minute quarters, while the second half will consist of 2 15-minute quarters with a running clock.
I want to compete as much as we can right now, understanding why you win, why you don't win, and having that opportunity. So, you know, as long as I feel like we're where we need to be, at least in terms of a little bit closer to where I want to be in terms of our football program, and not just do situational football, actually put the ball down, play, have a gold team and a cardinal team. That's my gut feeling on it.
Kickoff set for 1 o'clock Saturday, and ISU officials say only the east side of Jack Trice Stadium will be open for the fans. And the University of Iowa will seek approval from the state regents next week for a new $3.5 million scoreboard and sound system at Carver-Hawkeye Arena. The Hawkeyes want to install a new LED video board at center court along with other displays. Iowa also wants to finish installing a new sound system, replacing the one that's been used since the building opened in the early 1980s. Iowa plans to pay for the projects with a loan of up to $5.5 million, which it says it will pay back in less than 5 years through athletic department funds. The Hawkeye men's and women's basketball and wrestling teams are the primary tenants of the gym, which has also hosted the last 2 U.S. Olympic team trials for wrestling. That's Check It Sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.